From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. And coming up, a new study that shows there is no typical American family anymore. So what do our families look like today?
But we start with reaction to that stunning and stomach-turning video released yesterday by celebrity gossip site TMZ, showing Baltimore Ravens star Ray Rice cold-cocking his then-fiancée Janae Palmer in a casino elevator last February. Today, TMZ is claiming the NFL never asked the casino for that video, to which a chorus of voices is responding, if so, why not? To back up, in February, both Rice and Palmer were arrested and charged with simple assault. Then another video surfaced showing him dragging the unconscious Palmer out of the elevator. Her charges were dropped, his raised to aggravated assault. In May, he rejected a plea deal, pled not guilty, entered a pretrial intervention program for first-time offenders. When the new video of what happened inside the elevator leaked yesterday, the Baltimore Ravens terminated his contract and the NFL suspended him indefinitely. Today, his now wife, Janae, put out a statement on Instagram accusing the media, in essence, of ruining their lives. And a new hashtag began circulating, Goodell Must Go, referring to Roger Goodell, head of the NFL. Let's bring in Juliet McCurr, a sports columnist for The New York Times. Your thoughts on TMZ claims that the NFL never asked for that video?
You know, frankly, I don't really care if the NFL asked for it or not. I don't think that the video is very relevant in this case, just because the facts a few days ago before TMZ released the video were exactly the same as they are today, which is we know that Ray Rice walked into an elevator. We know he punched his fiancée out cold, that he dragged her out of the elevator unconscious and was arrested for it. And really, the facts of the case are not any different.
Yes.
Just because we see it on the video, just because people are more horrified by it, of course, it becomes, you know, it's very visceral when you see it. You feel more emotion about a man punching a woman like that. But frankly, the NFL had the facts in the case 7 months ago, and they should have really kicked him out of the league back then.
Well, do you believe your colleague Sally Jenkins, columnist for the Washington Post, flat out says she doesn't believe that the NFL didn't see it, that this is an organization that could see whatever they wanted. Your thoughts on that?
Sally is exactly right. I mean, the NFL has a security team. There are former FBI agents, former city detectives, former police officers, former Homeland Security. I mean, they have an array of people who are experts in getting evidence, whether it's to protect their players or sometimes to protect their players from themselves. These guys, these men and women, are charged with getting to the bottom of things. And really, I find it very hard to believe that the NFL didn't have the video and didn't see it.
Well, so what happens now? We know that last month, NFL Commissioner Goodell said he didn't get it right when he just suspended Rice, that two-game suspension. He would strengthen the league's domestic abuse policy to include a six-game suspension. But we have players right now who are accused of domestic violence.
Exactly. I was just reading one of the cases of one of the players who his former girlfriend says that he had threatened to kill her. And the details in the case are really horrifying, as they are in most of these cases. Of course, I don't know if it's true or not, but the NFL hasn't acted on that case yet, as they haven't acted on any other case since Ray Rice, domestic violence case. And right now, Roger Goodell is obviously under a huge microscope. And nobody knows what he's going to do next, or if he could salvage his reputation, if he could salvage his job. I'm not even sure he could do that. But how he and the NFL act on these other two cases is going to be very important as to how the league is perceived when it comes to whether they really care about domestic violence and protecting women.
And what about Ray Rice? What do you think happens there?
I think that he will never play in the league again. And I don't know if that's a... I'm not sure if that's... That's a really good thing. Some obviously people can be rehabilitated, and it's a sad story because he obviously has learned his lesson, and he and his wife are, I'm sure, having a pretty tough time right now considering all their problems that have been aired in the media. But I'm not sure what happens to him in the future, but I seriously doubt if anybody would ever sign him again.
Well, some are asking, how culpable are the fans in all of this? The Baltimore Ravens made an announcement this morning offering an exchange for his jersey. It'll be interesting to see how many people take them up on that. But, you know, we've been reporting on a new book from the writer Steve Almond about a huge football fan, about having to, you know, maybe fans give up football for a while to try to help change the game. Do you think anything comes of this in that direction?
No, I think that fans won't give up football. I think there's a very small minority of people who are sick of the NFL and sick of seeing these players in handcuffs and going into court cases. I mean, I know I've been covering a lot of that aspect of it for many years now. And, you know, but the NFL is the biggest game in town and, you know, multi-billion dollar industry that has the power to do a lot of things, that has the power to mesmerize an entire nation on Sunday afternoons. And in that manner, it has the power to really change the way domestic violence is treated and perceived in this country. But I'm not sure if they're going to do it or not. And that's the saddest part.
And of course, many would say that whatever education the league does decide to do should be for both the players and the women in their lives. But that's a separate segment, on women in domestic abuse situations, as we're seeing with Janae Rice. Juliet McCurr, Sports of the Times columnist for The New York Times, thank you.
You're welcome.